Hello, I'm Lorraine Jeckles, and welcome to the Free Insights podcast, where we explore the intersection between all things brand, marketing, and insurance. In this first series, we'll be taking a deep dive into the insurance sector's talent crisis. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of Free Insights. We're excited to get the HR viewpoint on the talent issue in the insurance industry today. And I'm joined by Fiona Temple, who is People, Culture and Academy Director of the Lloyd's Market Association, or LMA. Fiona has over 25 years of HR experience gained in banking and professional services, as well as, of course, insurance. Welcome, Fiona. Delighted to have you.
Lovely to be here.
Just let's start by talking a little bit about you and how you got into insurance.
So I fell into insurance back in 2008. So I started my career in HR when, after university, the bright lights of London were calling me. I did a degree in law, but I knew I didn't want to become a lawyer. So as I say, I fell into HR as an HR and administrator in an investment bank, and then I just worked in a variety of different industries, both investment banking and professional services, in a variety of different HR roles, and then moved to insurance back in 2008. When I came into insurance, I didn't know anything about insurance at all, but I had the HR technical knowledge, so it was just about using my skills and learning a new industry, and that's where I am today.
Okay, well, that's brilliant. So you've got all of those other industries to compare to. And so over the last 8 years, what sort of changes have you seen within the insurance industry, specifically within the Lloyd's market? What sort of steps has it taken to rebrand itself and reposition itself in the mind of talent?
I think compared to when I first joined, I don't think people knew what insurance was, and a lot of people joined insurance through families or networks. Whereas now, especially through the London Market Group, they've had a campaign about making insurance a destination career. So it's around, there are so many different roles within insurance you can do, and I think people don't realise that. And so they're attracting sort of younger talent, so people at schools, and they run a lot of insights days with schools and careers work experience. They've also been visiting universities, so going out and making sure that people know about all the different roles in insurance. And at the LMA itself, which is where I work, we've developed some job simulations with a company called The Forage in claims. So before you come into the industry, you could have a go and have a look at what it's like to work in insurance. Because I think a lot of people, especially the younger talent, when they think about insurance, they think about maybe insuring their mobile phone, and it's expensive. And then they've had a poor claims handling service when they've lost their phone and they're trying to get a new one. So it had some bad images. And I think we need to move that forward. And I think a lot of work has been done in that space.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that always surprises everyone about how vast and diverse a career in insurance can be. And I know you do a lot of work at the LMA with the academy. So once people are into the market, what sort of things are you doing to kind of keep people excited and learning?
So the LMA Academy offers technical training to our members, and we offer around 80 programs a year. But we've just set up an early talent academy, which is really targeting those early professionals when they first come into our industry. And it offers programs such as an introduction to insurance or an introduction to the Lloyd's market, and even more technical of an introduction to claims that we touched on, or a foundation to underwriting. But we offer those for early talent, but we also offer them for more seasoned professionals who might be coming to our industry as later in their careers. So they know their technical sort of subject matter, but they don't know our industry. And that hopefully will attract more people in, because we can give them the skills that they need, that they won't just learn day to day, I don't know, sitting at the box or at a desk.
No, that's fascinating. And I mean, what's the sort of feedback that you get from participants from those sessions?
It's really positive. I think that people really can do something differently back at their desks, because that's something that we really make sure our academy isn't just, or our academy programs aren't just come in, learn something and go away. It is about the transferable skills that you learn, even in the technical space. So it's really about learning things that when they're back at their desk, they can make an impact, which I think hopefully the feedback shows that has happened.
That's great. And I'm just wondering, thinking about your own personal experience of navigating, you know, talent attraction and retention in a changing landscape, what sort of things beyond the academy do you think of or have you experienced that have worked really well?
I think it's about having a compelling employer brand and actually getting that out there. So, you know, things that we've done at the LMA, so we have an employee value proposition that we've put on our careers website, which tells people before they come in all about the company. And often people want to see things such as, let's say, all your policies or your benefits, and they want to see that up front because they're too nervous maybe to ask those questions, especially when it comes to interview or something. So I think that there's a thing about having a very good brand. I think social media has a lot to play. You can use social media for attracting talent. You can put podcasts out there. We have a charity at the LMA that we support, and last week we had a cake bake. So we posted pictures online of that. And again, it makes the organisation much more attractive. I think the other thing as well is, you know, from an insurance point of view, you know, we are moving into a softer market, and often you find in that the junior roles get squeezed, and that's when they have headcount freezes. And actually, you know, something that I would say is around not doing that if you can. I totally get that sometimes you have to do that, but bringing in early talent, if you stop it, then you don't build that pipeline, and that's really important.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, I think that's one key message for leaders. But what other things do you think people should be doing around their employer brands or their employee value propositions to really boost their attractiveness to young talent?
I think it's quite a Marmite type environment at the moment when it comes to hybrid working, but to me, hybrid working has to stay, and it's something that I'm really passionate about. You have to offer people that flexibility, because for some people they want to have that, and I think to bring that the early talent through, you need to be able to offer things such as hybrid working. I think you have to be open to having transferable skills. So, you know, I came into insurance, I didn't know insurance, but I knew HR. So looking at that and allowing people to come in with transferable skills, they don't need to be from insurance. I think offering learning and development, we've talked about the LMA Academy, but offering training and development is really key. And I think the other thing is time. You have to have time, because people don't learn overnight, and you can't expect people to learn a new industry straight away. So you've got to give people the time to learn. I would say as well, you know, the employee value proposition is around making sure that you do have values, you do have a vision, you do have a strategy, and you share that with your employees, because I think people look up to leaders and they want to see that. They want to see the direction of the organisation and where it's going, and people buy into that. And I think that's a really important thing to have.
Well, I think that certainly came out in our report, that purpose, 73% of people wanted to have a job with purpose, and they wanted to know that they worked with an organisation that had a clear vision and where it was going and what their part of it would be. So I think, how do you achieve that though? I think that's one of the challenges that organisations often have. And, you know, we do a lot of brand work, and you sit there and you work out vision, values, and then everyone goes back to the day job. And what sort of solutions have you come across in your career to make sure that employer brand really is lived and breathed?
To me, it's not having it on the wall in the office or in the elevator. They have to be built, you know, your values, for example, or that whole employee value proposition has to be built into everything you do. So, for example, at the LMA, our values are built into our recruitment processes. They're built into our performance management processes. And to me, it's around employee engagement. We run engagement surveys, and again, it's picked up on with that. We run forums with our employees, so we get their feedback. And to me, it's it just has to be kept alive. You can't just have it, as you say, on a piece of paper or on your website. It's got to be real, because otherwise people won't buy it. And I think that's something that employees want. They want to, you know, as you were saying earlier, about they want to have that vision and that strategy, and they want to work with purpose. And so I think you've just got to build it into everything you have within the organisation.
And I think that's actually so refreshing to hear that it is at every level. You know, people often forget about performance reviews and those behaviours because it focuses on the technical rather than, you know, are we living our values? That's wonderful. So just thinking about, are there any other, you know, innovative solutions for attracting talent that we maybe aren't doing in the insurance industry at the moment that we could do?
There probably are lots, and especially with things like AI coming, you know, it's not round the corner, it's here. So I think there's probably quite a lot that we can do. But I think things, let's say, I talked earlier about the forage and the claims simulations that we've just done too. I'm sure we could do many more in different roles within insurance to showcase those. I think as well, everybody needs to look at things, let's say, like their job listings when they advertise jobs. I think people are so used to just getting a job description and putting it up online, and that's not really, nobody will understand what that is. I mean, it sounds quite simple, but actually showcasing what is that role, or getting a short video on your website telling people about what it's like to work at that organization. And I think there's probably small things like that we can do just to make it a much more attractive place, to open up the breadth of roles that's available for people.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I think that's a real opportunity for HR and marketing to work together to really, particularly with things like job adverts, you know, people want to see what's it going to feel like, what am I actually going to be doing? And I love that idea of the videos talking about what you do. That's great. So we've covered a lot of ground in a very short space of time, so thank you for that. If you had one final message to insurance leaders of things that they could do really to head off the talent crisis, what would that message be?
I think it's be open-minded. That would be my thing, is be open-minded to different people coming into our industry, to different skill sets coming into our industry, to allowing technology to embrace technology in our industry, because, you know, we were founded a very long time ago, you know, with sort of Edward Lloyd's coffee shop back in the sort of 1680s. It was a very much relationship market. We are still a relationship market, but how do you build with the current times on that? And to me, going back to being open-minded would be my key message.
Fantastic. Fiona, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Really loved having you. Thank you.
Thank you.